continue sharing.
Hallelujah, 奉主之圣名，我们继续来分享。
So we know grace and peace are very important two things in our lives.
我们知道恩惠以及平安是在我们生活当中非常重要的一部分。
But both grace and peace are from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是恩惠跟平安都是从神而来。
But when we think about peace, how do we truly can receive peace?
但是当我们谈到平安的，我们是如何可以得到真正的平安呢？
Peace with whom? Or peace with what?
是从哪里拿到平安？是什么样的平安？
Because a lot of time, maybe we go when we are working with our co-workers.
有时候我们在上班的场合。
Maybe they give us problem. They, you know, we don't get along with them. Sometimes it doesn't give us peace because of this co-worker.
有时候我们跟别人一起工作，那些我们的同事们，他们给我们一些麻烦，我们从他们那边并没有得到平安。
And maybe between our brother and sister, we do not have peace with one another.
那也许是在我们弟兄姐妹之间没有平安。
But the greatest peace actually.We have to be peace with God first.
但是最重要的，首先我们要与神有平安。
If you go to the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
请翻到罗马书第五章的第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
So the only way we can have peace is through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要有相合，就是要跟就通过主耶稣基督。
Because through his death and through his resurrection, we can have peace with God himself.
因为是透过他的死，他的复活，让我们可以与神相合。
We know before Lord Jesus Christ died and crucified himself for us.
我们知道在耶稣被钉死在十字架之前
we have no peace with God at all.
我们与神并不相合
because we have sin that block us from God.
因为我们有着罪挡在了我们与神之间
but after we've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是我们透过了主基督耶稣宝血的洗
then once again we can have peace with God.
那再一次的我们与神相合
but peace with God is not enough.
但是与神相合还并不足够。
Because we also must have peace with men.
我们也应该要与人相合。
Because every single day we are surrounded by men.
因为我们周遭的都是人。
So we must have peace with them.
我们一定要与人有平安。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7.
请翻到箴言十六章。
The book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7.
箴言十六章第七节。
16 verse 7. When a man's way please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
第七节，人所行的若蒙神喜悦，神也使他的仇敌与他和好。
But if we want to have peace with our fellow brethren,
要是我们与我们的弟兄姐妹相合。
If we want to have peace with our enemies,
要是我们想跟我们的仇敌和好。
Our way must first.Please the way of the Lord.
那方法就是我们首先要蒙神的喜悦。
Because if we please the Lord, then even we can make an enemy to become peace at us.
因为当我们蒙神的喜悦的时候，他可以使我们的仇敌也与我们和好。
You see, sometime when my niece Evelyn Boston shared with me.
有一次我在波士顿的侄女跟我分享。
Because she's 19 years old now.
她现在19岁。
And before she came to know Jesus, and before she came to our church, she always argued with her mother.
那在她来我们教会之前，在她受洗之前，她经常跟她母亲有争吵。
And many times they could just yell back and forth all day.
那她们有时候整天就会这样吵吵闹闹的。
But after she came to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是她认识主之后
then her ways pleases the Lord.
她要蒙神的喜悦。
Then during the time she knows when her mom yelled and screamed at her.
有一次她妈妈要跟她吵的时候。
She did not say anything back.
她并没有回嘴。
But rather she just smiled her mom and just tell her mom that she is sorry.
那她只是微笑着对她母亲说她抱歉。
So when her mom saw that she cannot believe it.
当她母亲看到这一点的时候，她无法相信。
Because it's very difficult to yell, continue to yell at a person if they don't say anything back to you.
因为你要继续对一个脸带微笑的人继续吵闹是非常困难。
So because of this, when I talked to her mother,
因此这样，当我跟她母亲讲话的时候
she was telling me that, wow, you know, my daughter truly have transformed herself.
她跟我分享说，我的女儿真的是改变了。
Because for many many years, when her mother says something, she always says something back to her mother.
因为过去很多年来，当她妈妈说一些事情，她都会回，她都会回嘴。
But why this time that she be able to hold her tongue and not speak back to her?
但是为什么这一次她就可以控制住自己的舌头不回嘴呢？
Because she herself had peace with God.
因为她跟神相合。
And because of this, it's very easy for her to have peace with other people.
因此这样，她跟其他人也有良好的关系。
And thank God, because of this, they hardly argue anymore.
因此这样，他们自此之后就很少争吵了。
Even if they argue, it's only one way. That is when her mom tells her, you know, to do this and do that.
即使争吵也是单向的。
So because of this, truly, she put a great impression on her mother.
因此这样，她妈妈对她这一点改变印象非常深刻。
And that's why I praise and thank God that her mother started also to come to church.
所以感谢神啊，她妈妈也开始来慕道。
And when she come to church, and also her mom, you know.Can see herself slowly also being transformed.
那当这位妈妈开始来慕道的时候，也可以看到她慢慢在改变。
So if God's willing, this April, during the spiritual convocation in Boston, her two daughters and also herself will be baptized.
那要是神愿意的话，在这个四月份波士顿灵恩会的时候，她以及她两个女儿都会受洗。
And all of this because her daughter Evelyn find peace within herself.And then her mother also desired to have this kind of peace.
这一切一切都是因为，首先她的女儿她自己心里有平安，她跟与人相合。
So we must have live a life to have peace with God.
因此我们一定要过着一个与神相合的生活。
So when our way is pleased before God, we also can have peace with men.
当我们蒙神喜悦的时候，我们也可以跟人相合。
But the most important thing, we also must have peace within ourselves.
更重要的是，我们也要与自己有自己里面也要有平安。
Let's turn the book back to Philippians chapter 4.
让我们翻回腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
第六第七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
第六第七节。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests make known to God. Verse 7.
第七节。
And the peace of God will surpass all understanding will guard your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ. So we see these two verses, Paul encouraged them, the members in Philippi must have peace within themselves.
在这两节我们可以看到保罗鼓励腓立比的信徒们一定要自己心里面有平安。
Because if we don't have peace within ourselves, then everybody else around us, they also will not have peace.
因为我们自己心里没有平安的话，周遭的人也不会，我们也不会跟周遭的人有平安。
But if we have peace within ourselves, and then everybody else around us also will have peace.
当我们自己首先有平安的话，我们周遭的人也会有平安。
So that's why Paul encouraged them with God's grace and also God's peace.
因此保罗就是如此的勉励他们。
Let's go back to Philippians chapter 1.
让我们回到腓立比书的第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 8.
第三到第八节。
This is the prayer of thankfulness from Paul to the church of Philippi.
那是保罗一个感恩的祷告。
And in verse 3, say, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Verse 4.
第四节。
Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. Verse 5.
第五节。
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Verse 6.
第六节。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Verse 7.
第七节。
Just as it is right for me to think...this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. Verse 8.
第八节。
For God is my witness how greatly I long for you with all the affection of Jesus Christ. So we can see Paul, he truly are very thankful to the church in Philippi.
那我们可以看到保罗真正的是为这哥林多教会的信徒而感到感恩。
Because it says that the memories of the fellowship that they have from the first day.
因为他说从第一天他们在一起。
When was the first day?
头一天是什么时候呢?
That's in the book of Acts chapter 16 verse 15.
那让我们翻到使徒行传第十六章。
Acts chapter 16 verse 15.
使徒行传第十六章是十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us.
十五节，她和她一家既领了洗，就求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来。于是强留我们。
We know that during that time, Paul, he went to Philippi.
我们知道那时候 保罗去到了腓立比。
And that is the city that is part of Macedonia.
那是在马其顿的一个城市。
And he stayed in the city for several days.
他留在那边几天。
And on the Sabbath day, he went out to the city and on the, to the riverside.
他在当安息日的时候出了城门，到了河边。
And their custom was they were praying on the seashore.
那当时那边的一个风俗是他们会在河边祷告。
And their time they sat down and spoke to the women who met them there.
那时候他们坐下来就跟那边碰到的一个妇女在讲话。
And this is the time that he met a woman named Lydia.
那时候他们就遇见了一个妇人叫吕底亚。
And their time because God have opened her heart.
那因为神开她的心。
Then she began to hear the things that Paul have shared with them.
她就可以听。他可以留心听到保罗所要讲的话。
Then her and her whole household were baptized.
那他与他一家都受了洗。
And that is the first day, the fellowship that they have together.
那就是他们团契的第一天。
And these are beautiful memories that he has.
那是保罗很美好的一份体回忆。
That is the memory to worship in God together.
他记得他们一起来敬拜主。
So if every single one of us have fellowship with one another.
我们每一个人都跟其他弟兄姐妹有团契。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is in the midst of our fellowship.
那我们主耶稣基督就在我们的团契当中。
We can never ever forget this fellowship.
我们永远不会忘记。
That's why when I was in Boston.
当我在波士顿的时候。
I can never forget, you know, the time that I was in Boston.
我永远不会忘记我在波士顿的日子。
Because during our time, during our fellowship, I remember so much the grace of God he put upon us.
我记得我们在波士顿的团契当中，神的恩典是如何的大。
When we have Bible study on Friday night.
当我们在星期五晚上有读经的时候。
Almost every single Bible study, we shed tears.
几乎每一个查经聚会，我们都流泪。
We shed tears not because we are sad, we shed tears because how we understand how much God loves us and His grace was upon us.
我们流泪并不是因为我们难过，而是因为我们体会到神的爱，以及我们可以读懂他的话。
And then during that time, we truly love one another as brothers and sisters.
我们当时在弟兄姐妹之间的有很好的爱。
Sometimes we see them 4 or 5 times out of the week.
有时候我们一个星期会碰四五次面。
Because we just love to spend time with one another.
因为我们就很喜欢聚在一起。
Why? Because our fellowship is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们是在主里面团契。
And I remember one time we were singing hymns in the basement.
我们记得有一次我们在在地下室的地方去唱诗。
And there's about 12-15 of us.
那时候我们有12-13人。
When we sing hymn that time, I just feel that the love of God and the power of God was surrounded all of us.
当我们在唱诗的时候，我就感受到神的爱、神的能力环绕着我们。
And to me, during that time.The sound of that hymn was so beautiful.
那时候唱出的诗是非常的美妙。
And we can see many brothers and sisters were moved by God.
我们可以看到当时很多弟兄姐妹都受神的感动。
And this kind of fellowship I can never forget the rest of my life.
这样的团契在我的余生都不会忘记。
So that's why Paul, when he first had fellowship with Lydia and her household, he also could not forget.
因此，当保罗跟吕底亚一家团契的日子，他也不会忘记。
Because they have fellowship in the Lord.
因为他们在主里面团契。
So that's why we want to have fellowship with one another.
因此，我们希望可以互相多有团契的时间。
God must be the center of our fellowship.
那在这个团契当中，神一定要在中间。
If not, this fellowship sooner or later will disappear.
不然的话，这样的团契迟早会不存在。
And we would not remember.What's, you know, what we have we done with one another?
我们也不会记得我们相处的日子。
Because he said his fellowship from the beginning until now.
在第五节说是从头一天到如今。
Let's go back to the book of Philippians.
请翻回腓立比书。
And verse 5 says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
第五节是说，因为是从头一天直到如今。
So from the beginning until now, Paul always remembered the fellowship that they have together.
因此，从头一天到如今，他都保罗一直记着。
That's why we go back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. We read this earlier.
因此，就像我们刚才读到在腓立比书第四章十五十六节。
But also we can read Philippians chapter 4, verse 18.
以及就像第四章的第十八节
Verse 18
第十八节
Indeed I have all and abound and I am full having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you a sweet smelling aroma an acceptable sacrifice well pleasing to God
十八节，但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因为我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，做神为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。
So even now that Paul was moved by the love from the church in Philippi.
即使如今保罗还会受他们这些份爱心的感动。
Because in verse 18 it said, "Indeed, I have all and abound."
因为十八节说我样样都有，并且有余。
This means I have everything and also more.
那意思就是说我都有了，而且都有多的。
And he said, "I am full."
那就是说我已经充足。
And having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you.
那而且他从以巴弗提那边受了他们所送的。
Of course, it seemed like what he brought Paul is like a lot of good food, right?
听上去好像他们为保罗带了很多很好的食物。
But what he brought him a sweet smelling aroma and acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God.
但是这边说就是重要的是就是当作极美的香气为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。
So in other words, the thing that make Paul to become full and abound because.Actually, the love and the care and the fellowship of the church in Philippi.
因此这边意思是说，真正让保罗觉得样样都有有余以及充足的是他们的那份爱。
And for me, sometimes I also feel like this.
有时候我也会感受到如此。
And sometimes when I'm down and out.
有时候我心情不是很好的时候。
And I feel that my faith is weak.
有时候我觉得我信心软弱。
And when I go and have fellowship with brothers and sisters,
我去跟弟兄姐妹团契。
And to hear the testimony that they have in our Lord Jesus Christ,
去听到他们在主耶稣里面的见证。
It truly uplifts my spirit.
这让我的信心也会增强。
Because many of you are truly a true worshipper of God.
因为很多在座的都是真正的敬拜神的人。
So because of this, everything that you do is truly pleasing to God.
所以我们所做的都是蒙神喜悦的。
And this is the thing that we continually to encourage one another with.
这些东西都是可以继续可以安慰以及鼓励其他的弟兄姐妹。
So Paul was truly thankful to the fellowship that he have with the brethren in Philippi.
因此保罗对于腓立比教会的这些团契非常的感恩。
Yes, even though at first he had fellowship with them face to face and in their own house.
因为他在头一天在他们家里面就与他们同契。
But later, even though Paul was in jail, he also had fellowship with them.
即使后来他在监狱里面也跟他们团契。
Because Paul always felt that he was with them even in the spirit, even though it's in the spirit.
因为在那个时候保罗觉得他在灵里面也是跟他们在一起传气的。
So because of this, he feels like God will be able to complete their work.
因为这样保罗深信神一定会完成他们的工。
So that's why we go and read verse, verse 6.
请看第一章的第六节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
腓立比书一章六节。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
So because of their love and their care, Paul was so confident that God will finish their good work.
因为他们的爱以及关怀。保罗深信他们一定会成全这个。
And God will complete it until His second coming.
神一定会成全直到他的再来。
Of course, the base of this confidence that Paul has for the church in Philippi.
那
The base of this confidence that Paul have in the church of Philippi that God will finish their work, right? There's several reasons.
那当然，保罗会有如此大的信心，是根据有几点的。
If we go to chapter 2, verse 29 and 30.
那首先让我们看一下第二章的第二十九节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 29 and 30.
腓立比书二章二十九到三十节。
Say, receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, verse 30.
三十。
Because for the work of Christ, he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. So we see in these two verses, actually, Paul, that he's confident to send someone else there, and the Philippian church would treat them exactly the way they treated Paul.
保罗非常有信心，当他打发工人去腓立比教会的时候，腓立比教会的信徒一定会招待他们，就像招待保罗一样。
And we know that this is a great characteristic of a church.
这是这个教会很大的一个特征。
That's why Paul has no doubt that God will continue to work with them.
因此保罗不会毫不怀疑神会继续与他们同工。
So this is very important for us.
对于我们这也非常重要。
That we always should be able to take care of one another.
我们要彼此的关怀帮助。
It doesn't matter where they come from.
无论他们是从哪。
As long as they are fellow brethren, we be able to encourage them and uplift them.
只要他们是我们主内的弟兄姐妹，我们都要彼此关怀，关心他们。
Just like for this person,
就像这个人。
That Paul was very confident they would take care of him just like they took care of Paul.
那保罗非常自信，信徒们一定会照顾好这个工人，就像照顾保罗一样。
And another reason why Paul feel that God would finish the work because God was with them.
另外一个原因，保罗相信神一定会成全这个工，因为神与他们同在。
We read Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
请读腓立比书第二章第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And then in verse 13.
十三节。
For it is good, it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So we see from the beginning, Paul knows and understands that the reason they build accomplish the thing they accomplished because God is the one that worked with them.
保罗从一开始 就知道 他们可以成全那么多做成那么多事情是因为神与他们同在。
Of course, the reason God worked with them because they always obeyed the word of God.
那神与他们同在是因为他们顺服神。
And not only they obey when Paul was there, but also they obey when Paul was not there.
他们不仅顺服在保罗在的时候，也同样在保罗不在的时候也是顺服的。
So in other words, they truly know how to worship God.
那就意思就是说，他们真的懂得如何去敬拜神。
Because sometimes when the minister is not here.
因为有时候当长职不在
But we should come to worship God exactly. Are they not here? Here, we should do exactly the same thing.
我们应该无论他们在不在，我们都同样的来敬拜神。
Sometimes we want to come to church more if the ministers are here.
有时候我们会想常来教会，因为长职在那边。
But of course, we have this kind of attitude, it would not be good.
但是当我们有这样的态度的时候，是不太
好。Because when we come to church, the person we worship is Jesus Christ, the one who sits on the throne.
因为我们来教会要敬拜的是坐在宝座上的耶稣基督。
So make sure we do not worship men, but rather worship God.
所以我们要确定我们所敬拜的不是人，而是神。
Hear the minister here not, we still come to worship God.
无论长职在不在，我们都要来敬拜神。
So that's why Paul was confident because from the beginning, God was always working with them.
因此保罗非常自信，神一开始就与他们同工。
Because they always obeyed the word of God.
因为他们是顺服神的。
And another reason that.They always be able to help others, always in need. And this is very pleasing in the eyes of God.
那另外一点就是他们 会彼此的帮忙，这一点在神的眼中也是为喜的。
And he knows that God is the one that be able to strengthen them.
那他知道是神可以增强他们的。
That's why in chapter 4 verse 13.
在第四章的第十四节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
第四章十四节说。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
对不起，是第十三节。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So this means our Lord Jesus Christ always provide everything to the church in Philippi.
因此，主耶稣他们为腓立比教会所需要的提供了一切。
Just like he did everything for Paul himself.
就像他为保罗所安排的一切。
So Paul he told him that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me.
因此保罗才说我靠着 那加给我力量的主耶稣凡事都能做。
We know with men nothing, not everything is possible.
我们知道在人里面 并不是凡事都能。
But with God, everything is possible.
但是靠着神凡事都能做。
And we are the one that worship the true and living God.
而我们所敬拜的是又真又活的神。
So there's no problem in church that God cannot resolve.
因此在教会里面是没有问题神不能解决的。
And there's no problem within a family that God cannot resolve.
在一个家庭里面也是没有问题，神不能解决的。
And there's no problem within ourselves that God cannot resolve.
那对于我们个人来说也没有问题，是神不能解决的。
Because through Jesus Christ, we will have the strength to be able to do everything.
因为靠着主耶稣基督给我们的力量，凡事都能做。
And Paul knows that God was with the church at Philippi.
那保罗知道神与腓立比教会同在。
And he will complete their works from beginning until the end.
那他会成全的功。
So the same thing for us.
对于我们也一样。
Yeah, sometimes we feel weak.
有时候我们觉得很软弱。
Sometimes we feel strong.
有时候我们觉得很
坚强。 But for sure, in our weakness and our strength, God is always with us.
但无论如何，神都与我们同在。
And He will accomplish His task through us.
那他会透过我们而完成他的功。
Because on the end day, every single one of us must become perfect.
因为在最后末日的时候，每个人都是完全。
That perfection is in love.
那这个完全是在爱里面。
One day we build to love one another just like Christ Jesus loved us.
最后总有一天我们可以彼此相爱，就像基督爱我们。
And one day we build to love one another, love Jesus just like the way He loves us.
那总有一天我们也可以爱耶稣像他爱我们一样。
And that's the time we become perfect as God's children.
那到那一天我们就变成完全，像作为神的儿女。
Because love is very powerful.
爱非常的坚强。
If we have perfect love, then everything else doesn't matter.
完美的爱，一切其他的一切都不重要。
Because love be able to compel us to do all everything else in this world.
因为爱可以激励我们做克服世上的一切困难。
But we know only a Lord Jesus Christ can strengthen us.
但是我们知道只有主耶稣可以加添我们的力量。
And also Paul, he knows how to make good out of a bad situation.
那同时保罗也知道在逆境当中怎么去去处乐观。
We know during a time we read in verse 12.
请读第十二。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章第十二节。
But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
第十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
Paul, he never lose hope.
保罗从不丧志。
Even though that time he was in jail,
即使他在监狱的时候。
But then he made this being in prison to become positive than ever before.
他把这个他身陷凌辱这个事情，把它变成一个正面的事情。
And he told them the reason, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
十二节说，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
So in other words, he said, yes, even though I'm in prison, but God, the one allowed me to be here, and that's why the gospel continued to be spread.
换句话来说，神让保罗在监狱里面，以至于让福音可以得到兴旺。
Because in verse 13, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
十三节，以致我受的捆锁在狱营全军和其他的人中，已经显明为基督的缘故。
Of course, it seems like if he's in jail, has no opportunity to preach the gospel.
当然，我们会想说，他在监狱里面就没有办法传福音了。
But it says the whole palace guard knows the reason he's in jail is for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这边说的全狱营全军跟其余的人都知道他在监狱里面是因为基督的缘故。
So an actual reality that Paul, even though he's in jail, but he's the one.That is free.
但所以现实是，他虽然是在监狱里面，但是他是却是自由的。
Not like the palace guard.
并不像这些狱营。
So that's why he wanted to share the gospel with them.
他因此他愿意跟他们分享。
So that's why sometimes when we go out into the world.
所以有时候我们在世界上。
It seems that we are so imprisoned by the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有时候觉得我们被神所教导的事情所捆绑。
We cannot do this, we cannot do that.
我们不可以做这个或那个。
It seems so burdensome, always, you know, going to church this and that.
或者是我们要来教会是做这样的重担是非常非常的重。
Actually, it only looks like this for those who do not understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是只有那些不懂基督耶稣的人才会如此的想。
But for us, it's truly a freedom that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是对于我们来说，这其实是我们从神基督耶稣所得到的一种自由。
Yes, there's many pleasurable things that we can do in the world.
是的，在世上有很多事情我们可以做
来享乐。But we choose not to do because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们选择不要做，因为基督耶稣。
And if we be able to do this, then those people who are around us, they will be moved, and they also will come to understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
要是我们可以这样做的时候，周围的人也可以看得到，而被我们吸引来到信主。
But at first, God must open their hearts.
但是首先神要开他们的心。
It's not a coincidence that the palace guard knows that Paul is the one that's in jail because of the gospel.
因为在这些御营军里面的人，他们知道保罗为基督的缘故受苦，并不是偶然的。
Then verse 14 and say, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chain, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
十四节，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
Maybe before Paul was put in jail.
也许在保罗被下到监狱之前。
Maybe other brethren they're afraid to speak the gospel. When they speak, they will be put to jail.
其他的弟兄可能都会害怕，因为他们怕被关到监牢里面去。
But Paul he did not care.
但是保罗并不害怕。
Even though he was put in jail, but he still found opportunity to preach the gospel.
即使他在监狱里面，还是寻求机会传福音。
So because of this, his fellow brethren also have the confidence to continue to preach the gospel even more.
因此这样，在主内的弟兄也有了这份的自信，继续传福音。
Now because they speak with boldness and also without fear.
而且他们是越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
So the same thing for us.
对于我们也是如此。
We know that the spirit inside of us is greater than the spirit in the world.
我们知道，在我们里面的灵比在世上的灵更加强大。
So we not be afraid to go out there and preach the gospel.
因此，我们不应该惧怕向外传福音。
What Satan can truly do to us?
撒旦到底可以对我们做什么呢
？He cannot do anything to us. Can't do anything to us.
他并不可以对我们做任何事情。
So that's why we should not be afraid.
因此，我们并不需要害怕。
Everything in this world is controlled by the Almighty God, the God that we worship.
因为一切都是在我们所敬拜的神的掌控之下。
And God said, if one hair fall from my head, if God did not say it to fall, it won't fall.
因为就像神说的，要是神不愿意让它倒的话，就不会倒。
So that's why when we go out and preach the gospel.
因此，当我们向外传福音的时候
，When we go out and speak about our faith.
当我们向其他的人分享我们的信仰的时候
，We should not be scared.
不要害怕。
But maybe when we first came to Christ.
但是当也许当我们是刚来信主
Actually, we are very zealous. We're not afraid of anything. We just go out there and do what we need to do.
也许我们那时候是也许并不会害怕，就出去传福音，做
我们该做的事情。But now we've come to Christ for a long time.
但是当我们信主有一段日子了
，We think many situations will happen if we preach the gospel. We share some other people our faith.
在我们要传福音之前，我们就会思考种种会可能发生的事情。
That's why when I think about my niece Evelyn, her faith is very simple.
因此，当我想到我的侄女 Evelyn 的时候，我想她的信心是非常的单纯的。
Because the room she stays in, she has a roommate.
她住在学校的房间里面，她有其他的同学。
And the time when she gets up and pray, she just pray right in front of roommate. She doesn't care.
但是她要起来祷告的时候，她并不会在乎她其他的在那边的室友。
And I remember one day that her roommate's father came to visit them.
我记得有一天，他其中一个室友的父亲来探访他们。
And it just happened at that time she said time to pray.
那时候刚好就是她要祷告的时间。
And she went ahead just pray in front of the roommate's father.
但是她什么都不管，就在那个父亲的面前祷告。
She did not care.
她完全不在乎。
Because God is the most important thing in her life right now.
因为在他的生命当中，现在最重要的就是神。
So sometimes we also must have this kind of simple faith.
因此，我们也需要有这样的单纯的信仰。
We should not be afraid.
不要害怕。
What can man or Satan can do to us? They cannot do anything to us.
人跟撒旦可以对我们做什么呢？什么都不能做。
Just like Paul.
就像保罗一样。
The worst thing that can happen to him be put to jail, and then he can be put to death.
那像保罗一样最差的事情就是被关到监狱里面被处死。
But even he put in jail, he lived for Lord Jesus Christ.
即使他在监狱里面，他还是为着主耶稣而活。
And even if he died, he died to Lord Jesus Christ.
即使他死，也是为主耶稣而死。
So another word is a win-win situation.
所以无论怎么样，都是双赢的状况。
Same thing for every single one of us.
对于我们也是如此。
We in a situation is a win-win situation when we go out and spread the gospel.
我们出去传福音其实这种情况其实也是一种双赢的状态。
And then if you read verse 13.
请继续读第十三。
Verse 15.
第十五章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。第一章第十五节。
Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. Verse 16.
16节。
The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chain. Verse 17.
17节。
But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. Verse 18.
18节。
What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice.So Paul said, it doesn't matter which way Christ is preached, but as long as Christ being preached, he will be content and he will rejoice in it.
这边保罗是说，无论神的福音是怎么被传出去都没关系，只要被传出去了，我就欢喜。
Yes, maybe other denomination they preach the gospel because of their envy, because of strife.
那也许是因为其他的支派，他们是出于嫉妒纷争。
But for sure, a lot of them also preach Christ from goodwill.
但是有些人传基督也是出于好意的。
And some people they preach the gospel because they have selfish ambition.
那有些人传基督是因为他们自己的自私。
And in their heart, they are not sincerely preaching the gospel.
他们心里面也许并不是尽虔的。
But we know also many they speak because of the love for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道很多人传福音是因为出于对神的爱。
But it doesn't matter.
无论怎么样，
Just like for me.
对我一样。
My first time to know Jesus Christ not in True Jesus Church.
我第一次认识到耶稣，并不是在真耶稣教会。
I was baptized 3 times in another church before here.
我在来信真耶稣教会之前，我已经受洗过3次。
But from the beginning, that's the time that I was seeking for Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那是我开始寻求主的开始。
Of course, even though many churches do not have the perfect gospel.
当然，在很多教会，它并没有完整的福音。
But they are preparing the way for them to come to the true church of God, which have the complete gospel.
但是他们为可以来到真教会来得到完整的福音铺了路。
You can see the whole world, almost everybody know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道，在世上其实很多人都知道耶稣基督。
And for sure, the whole world know our Lord Jesus Christ not because of us.
那我们当然，他们知道耶稣基督并不是因为我们的关系。
Because of the loving and kindness of other people who want to spread the gospel.
那是因为在周遭还有很多人出于他们的爱，他们来传的福音。
So our Lord Jesus Christ prepared everybody in the whole world to come to know the complete truth.
所以耶稣基督已经准备了这一些，来让他们来认识主。
So that's why the Bible, whoever not against us, they are for us.
因此圣经是说，反正不是反对我们的，都是支持我们。
And for sure, if they go out there and preach the gospel, they are not against us.
那只要他们是向外传福音的，他们都不是与我们为敌的。
But the gospel they preach is not complete.
那当然，他们传的福音并不完备。
Because there's only one gospel that is complete, that is from our church.
只有在我们教会里面的福音才是完备的。
Let's turn the book of Matthew.
请翻到马太福音。
Matthew 20:24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24:14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and the end will come.
十四节，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
We can see in verse 14 say, and this gospel is singular.
我们可以看到这边说，这天国的福音是单数的。
Actually, if this gospel, if this right is plural, this means actually the gospel already spread throughout the whole world already.
要是这是复数的话，它已经可能很快地已经传遍天下了。
Because almost every part of the world, people know about Jesus Christ.
在世界几乎每一个角落都有人知道主耶稣。
But this gospel, one gospel.
但是这个福音，这一个福音。
And that is the gospel of the true church of God.
那这个福音就是真教会的福音。
I mean, we preach in all the world.
要传遍天下。
And then as a witness to every nation.
对万民做见证。
Then we know that the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
And that's why the end is not here yet.
因此末期现在
还没有来到。Because our gospel has not been preached throughout the whole world.
因为我们的福音还没有传遍天下。
So we must go out there and preach the gospel.
因此我们要向外传福音。
Of course, first we must build a foundation within the house first for us to go out and preach the gospel.
当然，在我们要向外传福音之前，我们要先打好基础。
But in whatever way we preach, in whichever way people preach, we must rejoice in it.
但是无论怎么样，无论别人是怎么样传出去的福音，我们都要欢喜。
Just like when Pastor Ling shared with us, how many over 90% of people in America believe in God.
就像梁传道跟我们分享的，在美国有90%的人都相信有神。
And this is almost true in every country we go to.
那我想在其他的国家也是如此。
Just like in Africa.
就像在非洲。
Just like in Europe.
在欧洲。
Right now in Asia, there's so many people believe in Jesus Christ.
在亚洲现在很多人都信基督教。
Just when I was in Hawaii.
就像我在夏威夷。
I met a bunch of Korean people.
我遇到了很多 韩国人。
And every single one of them, they believe in Jesus Christ.
每一个都相信主耶稣。
And even with all the Japanese that I met over there.
即使在当地的日本人。
When you talk to them about Jesus Christ, they know very well.
那当我们谈到耶稣基督的时候，他们都知道。
Because they know that Jesus Christ is God.
他们知道耶稣基督是神。
So many come, they come to believe.
很多人都相信。
But they have not have the complete gospel.
但是他们领受的并不是完备的福音。
So that's why it's our job. We need to go out there to fulfill this gospel.
因此，这是我们的责任，要向外传福音。
And then, of course, even in persecution.
即使是在被逼迫的时候。
Of course, some they preach because they want to hurt Paul.
很多人他们传福音其实是出于要逼迫保罗的。
I mean, some people they will preach why because they want to hurt us.
像现在也是如此，很多人他们传福音也许是要伤害我们。
You can see if you go on the internet.
我们知道，要是我们上网搜寻，
There's quite a few people they are against our church.
有一些人他们是反对我们的。
And one time I think one of the Christian denomination put my testimony in on the website.
我记得其中有一个教会把我的见证放上了网络上。
And some that make comment, you know, from other denomination, they make comment about my website, about my testimony.
那有一些人他们甚至在我的见证下面还做了评语。
And they say this guy must be on drugs or something, right?
他们就说这个人一定是有问题，是吃药的。
Talking about the Holy Spirit, talking about this, talking about that. The guy is crazy. You know?
这个人谈到圣灵，谈到这个那个，一定是有问题的。
Because when I saw this, I feel, you know, I feel very happy in one sense.
当我看到这些评语的时候，我其实觉得蛮开心的。
Because you get them to talk about the Holy Spirit, right?
因为你
But they have no idea what I'm talking about.
但是他们并不知道我在讲什么。
So that's why when I'm sharing the gospel with other denomination.
因此，当我在跟其他的人分享圣灵的时候，
When you truly want to speak about the Holy Spirit and the baptism, actually they have no idea. They don't have the kind of understanding.
当我们真的谈到洗礼圣灵的事情，他们是完全没有概念的。
But either way, they are talking about God.
但是无论如何，他们也是在谈论。
Either way, they try to find the true way of salvation.
他们也在寻求真正要敬拜神的方式。
Even though it's like 10, 12 of them talk very bad about me, but at the same time, they are talking about God.
虽然他们有一些人在讲我一些不好的东西，但是他们其实也在谈论神的事情。
Because they try to find the meanings of life.
他们在寻求人生的意义。
They try to find the true way for them to be saved.
他们要寻求可以得救的方法。
And on the end, God will show them this way.
那最后神会指示他们正确的方式。
So Paul is truly a great example for us.
保罗是我们一个很好的榜样。
Because he'd be able to magnify God's name, not only if he's alive, but also even if he's going to die, he will continually to magnify God's name.
因为保罗无论是在生在死，他都可以显大神的名。
We know Paul magnified Christ by his life, an example in his life.
我们知道 保罗通过他的生命，他的生活来彰显神。
If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
请翻到哥林多后。
Actually, let's read let's see Philippians chapter 19 first. Chapter 1 verse 19 first.
让我们读腓立比书一章十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Verse 20.
20节,
According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Verse 21.
21节,
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Verse 22.
22节,
But if I live on in this flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose I cannot tell. Verse 23.
23节,
For I am hard pressed between the two, having desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Verse 24.
24节.
Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful of you. Verse 25. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith. Verse 26.
26节.
That your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by me come to you again. So you can see Paul, he's very clear in his faith for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以看到保罗对自己的信仰非常的清晰。
Yes, even though he's in jail.
即使他在监狱里面。
But he understands completely God's will.
他完全理解到这是神的旨意。
Because he said, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Verse 19.
因为十九节说，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈求和耶稣基督之灵的帮忙的帮助，终必叫我得救。
And then he continues to say, "Whether by life or by death, he will magnify our Lord Jesus Christ."
他接着说，无论是生是死，终叫基督在我身上
照常显大。
And this is
very beautiful.
这是非常的美好。
So we also need to have this kind of mind.
我们也要有这样的态度。
It doesn't matter what happened to us, we'll be able to live a life to truly magnify our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们无论遭遇到什么事情，我们都要过着一个可以彰显神的生活。
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
请翻到哥林多的后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
第五章第十四十五节。
Second Queen, chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 14 and 15.
十四十五节。
For the love of Christ compel us, because we judged us, that if one died for all, then all die. Verse 15.
十五节。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.So you can see, this is the fuel that gave Paul the strength to continue to live a life to magnify our Lord Jesus Christ.
这两节就可以看到，这就是保罗可以过着一个彰显神的生活的来源。
Because the love of Christ compels him.
因为神的爱激励着他。
In other words, the love of Christ gave him the strength and the fuel to continue on.
因为神的爱给予他力量可以继续。
Why? Because he truly understands.The concept why our Lord Jesus Christ died for us.
因为他真正的了解到为什么基督耶稣要为我们而死。
And he knew, and he said that if one died for all, then all must die.
因为一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And for sure, Christ died for all of us.
当然，基督为我们所有的人而死。
So because of this, we should no longer live our life for ourselves.
因为这样，所以我们不应该再为我们自己而活。
But for him who died for us and rose again.
而是为他们死而复活的主而活。
So if we have this kind of attitude.
要是我们有这样的态度。
For sure, every single day we'll be able to magnify and glorify the name of God.
我们每一天都可以过着荣耀，可以彰显神的生活。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ have died for us.
因为我们的耶稣基督已经为我们而死。
So because of Him, we have this newness of life inside of us.
因为这样子，我们才得到了更新在我们里面。
But this life should not live for ourselves.
但是我们自此之后就不该再过着为我们自己而活的生活，而是为我们而死的人而活。
So that's why for us as a chosen people of God,
因此作为神的选民
，we should not be afraid to go out and preach the gospel.
不要害怕出去传福音。
We should not be afraid to live a life to magnify and glorify the name of God.
不要害怕过着一个可以彰显神的名的生活。
Just understanding that He loves us and gave Himself for us.
就只要这。靠着我们可以理解到他为我们而死，他的爱。
And this alone should compel us to do all these things.
这一切就可以激励着我们做这一切。
So may God help all of us.
愿神帮助我们。